I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Belinda blinked. It wasn't a dream. And here we have Belinda blinked, the rankings. 112. Gladys. The Steele's Pots and Pans dinner lady, Gladys, appears to have been mysteriously replaced by Ethel in recent years. See further on. If Rocky's forgotten her, so will I. Rocky's comment. Gladys will always live on in my heart. She was a dear soul, ridden with arthritis. But every day you could rely on that tea cart being painfully pushed to your open office door. A mug of strong, hot tea would be dispensed from the highly polished urn and you'd reach into your desk drawer for a chocolate digestive biscuit. Paradise. Have a happy retirement, Gladys. You fully deserve it. 111. The Dutch taxi driver. Zipping between Schiphol Airport and Rouse Supermarket's head office, this taxi driver seemed to know a lot about Belinda's calendar. Could he be an undercover ally of Agent Helga? Or could he have been Helga? She's a master of disguise, after all. Rocky's comment. No, this is just a jobbing taxi driver who's got a bit of an angle going with Christina Ross. Christina needs people, like taxi drivers, to keep the cogs turning at her husband's supermarket empire. And with people like Dr. Robbins to look after, she needs all the help she can get. Another great contact is the lift repairman. He's at the offices most days fixing the antique lift and ingratiating himself, like the taxi driver, with Christina. These guys know which side their ass is buttered on, but the question is, does Peter? 110. Christian Christosis. The owner of a South Sea Island speedboat, Christian didn't get any sexual action in lockdown 69. However, he did prove to be on the side of the angels by reporting a shady boat passenger and thus saving Steele's from one of the most dramatic heists in kitchenware history. And he's now several thousand US dollars richer, so everybody wins. Rocky's comment. Christian, while not a multimillionaire, has a job everyone wants. Beautiful surroundings, great climate, owns a fast and sexy speedboat running a taxi service between the local islands. No doubt he takes his girlfriend fishing at the weekend, as he's a sort of guy who knows how to give a girl a good time. Yes, Christian, I envy you your lifestyle. And pass the white wine. 109. The Tall Man at the Tombola. Responsible for hosting the charity Shagfest in honour of the Asses and Duggies Trust, remember them? This guy is also capable of a good dry joke once in a while. He seems to have deliberately rigged the tombola so the Duchess would end up with Belinda, so perhaps he is actually MI6 himself. Can he be found operating the deep fat fryer at Itcurrybeverst? Either way, it is my dream that when Rocky, God forbid, wraps up the series, we get a return trip to the very important annual charity event. Rocky's comment. To me, the tall man is someone who could easily be expanded into a short story. He has so much potential character and mystique around him. How does he know Sir James? Why does he organise the tombola? Why is he tall? All questions I know I should answer someday soon. Perhaps he's the local plumber. Who knows? But I suspect Belinda likes him, and he likes Belinda. 108. Samantha. Sales assistant at Foster's of Knightsbridge. She doesn't seem especially efficient, but you have to respect her discretion and commitment to a most unusual workplace. Given that Foster's clearly has no upper age limit for its staff, Samantha can look forward to a long career providing jodhpurs to the many skinny women the Duchess hustles through its doors. Rocky's comment. I love the name Samantha. So sexy and sophisticated. Way better than Belinda. As a sales assistant, Samantha is the epitome of discretion. Soft-talking, unfazed, and totally loyal to Cedric. Perhaps she's a relative. These sort of older, established businesses do tend to recruit from within the family. Whatever, she's a great example of a modern-day sales assistant, and where would we all be without them? Anyone fancy another glass of champers? 107. Artie Ridley. Look, I know dads are dads, but don't go calling our heroine Melinda. You feel me? Rocky's comment. Sammy is right. Don't insult our Belinda. Do you understand? Artie is a knobhead, of course, one of those typical London characters who think they know everything whilst actually knowing nothing and boasting about it. May well make a return to the pages of Belinda Blinked sometime never. The fact he runs a pub and is Bella's dad does, however, give him a chance of future recompense. 106. Tara Gold. TV executive come journalist, however that works. Tara Gold never fulfilled her promise after we first met her as an exclusive guest of the Duke and Duchess of Epsom. If she spent less time enjoying the haute cuisine of the aristocracy, defrosted chicken Kiev and trifle, what grandeur? Perhaps she'd find herself a story. Rocky's comment. Tara Gold is the one character who got away from the series. I don't really know why it happened, but she's basically been eclipsed by Chiara Montagu, who was also at that infamous dinner party. Perhaps when Belinda needs a PR-type person, Tara could come into her own. Let's wait and find out. So, if you like the style of my podcast, then I'd like to get you the special gift for the Belinda Blinked fan in your life. I will record your message in the same style as my podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. So, hi, Jamie Morton. Rocky Flintstone here, just wishing you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day and see you soon. Cheers! You can get this a great, unique present from my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Ciao!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.